Today Bhagdada is seeing everywhere all the jewels of contentment who remain content. On each one's face, the sparkle of contentment is visible. Baba is seeing the sparkle of contentment on each one's face. The jewels of contentment love themselves. They are loved by the Father. And the family also loves those who are the jewels of contentment. This is because contentment is a great power, one of the greatest powers. Contentment is inculcated when you have received all attainments. Contentment is achieved when you have received all attainments. You feel contentment. If the attainments are lacking, if there is little attainment, then there is also very little contentment. Contentment brings contentment invokes all other powers. The atmosphere, the environment of contentment also gives others the vibration of contentment according to their capacity. The environment of contentment gives the vibration of contentment to others according to their capacity. The sign of those who remain content is that they are always happy-hearted, happy in their hearts because they are content. Their faces are always naturally cheerful. Happy and smiling. In front of a contented soul, no type of situation, any kind of adverse situation, cannot shake that soul from their original stage, no matter how big that situation may be. No matter how big a situation may be, but for a contented soul, that is like a cartoon show. It's just like a game. It's a form of entertainment for that soul. For a contented soul, the adverse situation seems like a form of entertainment, and this is why. This is why such a soul does not get distressed in those situations. The adverse situations cannot cause any kind of attack for such souls because they're defeated by those souls. The situation is defeated by the contented souls, and this is why they experience themselves to be living a life of entertainment. They don't have to work hard for anything. Experience everything as entertainment.
Heartache.
let each one check themselves. You know how to check yourself, do you not? Do you? Those who know how to check themselves, not others. Those who know how to check themselves, raise your hands. Not checking others, but checking the self. You know how to check? Okay, good. Congratulations. Blessing that every child receives every day from Bap Dada at Amritvela. In different forms. This is the blessing that children receive from Bap Dada every day at Amritvela. May you remain happy. May you remain fruitful and prosperous. Everyone receives a blessing every day. Bap Dada gives everyone the same blessing at the same time. Everyone receives the same blessing at the same time from Bap Dada. But where is the difference? Why does it become number wise? The bestower is one. The gift that he gives is one. It's the same for everyone. It isn't that he gives some a little and some more, but he gives generously to everyone. But what is the difference that is created in receiving it? All of you have experienced this. All of you have experienced this because even now this sound reaches Bap Dada. Do you know which sound? What are the words that reach Bap Dada? That of sometimes, kabhi kabhi. Or just a little. Sometimes or a little, thoda thoda. This sound reaches Baba even now, sometimes and a little. कभी कभी थोड़ा थोड़ा Bab Dada has said that both these two words should be erased from the Brahman dictionary. These two words, kabhi kabhi and thoda thoda, should be removed from the dictionary of Brahman souls. The Father is imperishable, the treasures are imperishable, and all of you are also the elevated, all of you are also the imperishable elevated souls. And so which words should be used? Should it be sometimes or all the time? Sada. Always. So check what is the word used in front of each of the treasures. Do you have all the powers all the time? All the virtues all the time? Do you have all the powers all the time? Do you have all the virtues all the time? What do your devotees say when they sing your praise? Do they say that you are sometimes the bestower of virtues? Every blessing that Bab Dada has given, he has always used the word Sada, always, all the time. All the time, the one with all powers, not the one who is sometimes the one with all powers. At every moment, you also use these two words at every moment, and the Father also says these two words. Become equal. He doesn't say become equal just a little, only sometimes. Complete and perfect. Full all the time. And so what do the children do sometimes? Bab Dada also watches the games. He continues to watch the games of the children. What do the children do? Only some of the children, not all of them. What do they do? They think about the blessing that they have received. They speak about it. They note it down in their notebooks. They even remember the blessing. But they do not allow the seed of the blessing to be fruitful. They are unable to let the fruit emerge from the seed. They become happy just speaking about it. That's a very good blessing. Baba's given a very good blessing. The blessing is the seed. But to the extent that you make the seed fruitful, to that extent there is that much expansion, there is that much growth. What is the significance in making it fruitful? It means to use it at the right time. You forget to use it at the right time. You just are happy to see it in your notebooks. You speak about it saying it's very good, it's very good. Baba has given a very good blessing. But why has Baba given that blessing? What for? Baba has given it so that you can make it fruitful. You can see the fruits from it. There is the expansion of fruit from the seed. All the fruit emerges from the seed. You remember the blessing, become aware of it, but you become number wise in making that blessing fruitful, becoming the form of that blessing. Seeing each one's fortune, Bhaktada continues to be pleased. Bhaktada is very pleased to see each one's fortune, but Baba has already told you about the hopes that he has in his heart. So though you make him happy, there's still something that needs to be fulfilled. Everyone had raised their hands. Do you remember what for?
Yeah.
You had raised your hands saying that that you will finish all the reasons, all the excuses, and become that you will finish all the reasons, all the excuses, and become the embodiment of solutions. So do you remember that? Do you remember that homework? In their heart-to-heart conversations, either through their heart-to-heart conversations, through their letters, through their emails, some children have given Baba their results. That is good. Your attention has been drawn to that. You've paid attention to it. Is it like the word that Bab Dada likes, Sada, all the time? So is it that you're paying attention all the time? When Bab Dada asks, who has love for Bab Dada and how much love, what is the response you give? Baba, we have so much love that we can't even speak about it. You give a very good response. Each one says they have so much love for Baba, and Bab Dada is also happy with that. But what is the proof of that love? Whoever you have love for, in the world outside today, people have that body conscious love, but whoever you have love for, you are ready to give your life for that one, sacrifice your life for that one. This is God's love. So the father said something. So why should the children find it difficult to do that? Outside in the world is body conscious love, but here it is God's love. You sing very beautiful songs. Baba, we're going to sacrifice ourselves to you. We're going to surrender ourselves to you. We are the moths. So we'll sacrifice ourselves to you. We are the moths who will sacrifice ourselves to the flame. So are you not able to sacrifice or put in the sacrificial fire this word? Karan, reason and excuses. So to finish this and become the embodiment of solutions. What is your title? What is your task? For which task have you become Brahmins? Vishwa Parivartak. the world transformers. Your title is the world transformer. Your task is world transformation. And who is your companion? Bhaktada. You have become instruments for this task together with Bab Dada, both of them with you. So what are you going to do? Even now, if Baba asks you to raise your hands, will you do this? Then all of you will raise your hands. You have kept the aim. Bhaktada saw. As a total, as a whole, in this holy season. That everyone had the thought, but there's always a but. The key for success is determination. The key for success is determination. I definitely have to do this. And instead of that, you have the thoughts, well, I'm doing it sometimes, I'm moving along. I will do it at some point. These type of thoughts make your determination become ordinary. Where there is determination, there is no margin for the word excuse or reason. You just have a solution. There may be the excuses or the reasons, but because you are checking, those excuses are changed into solutions. You're able to find a solution because you're checking. Checking the result. What did Bab Dada see? What did Bab Dada see on checking the result? each one is in all the four subjects, being jnani, yogi, the embodiment of virtues, the inculcation, the embodiment of inculcation, and being a server. Each one is according to your capacity. You are jnani. You are yogi. You're also having that inculcation. You're doing service too. But in all the four subjects, to be the embodiment of experience, to be the embodiment of experience in all four subjects, to have the authority of that experience, this is lacking. So Bhavdada is saying that being the embodiment of the authority of experience is lacking. To be an embodiment of experience, to be an embodiment of the knowledge, jnana is said to be knowledge. To be an image of experience. A soul who is an image of experience has the knowledge. That is, he has the understanding of what he should be doing or what he shouldn't be doing, what he can do or cannot do. He has the light and might of knowledge. So the meaning of being an embodiment of experience means to be a knowledgeable soul, it means that in every action of a jnani soul there has to be light and might in a natural way. Knowledgeable means it means to know that knowledge, to speak about that knowledge, and together with that in every action having the light and might of knowledge. So knowledgeable means to have the light and might of knowledge in every action. For someone who's an embodiment of experience, their every action will naturally be elevated and successful. They won't need to make any effort. They won't need to work hard because they are the image of experience of knowledge. The experience of authority is the greatest authority of all authorities. To know that knowledge know knowledge and to perform every act being the experience, the image of experience and having that authority. There is a difference in this. So you are the embodiment of experience. So check whether you are this. Am I an embodiment of experience? In all four subjects, I am a soul, but then am I performing every action being the embodiment of this experience? When you are seated on the seat of the authority of experience, then you're performing elevated actions and you're also successful in every action. And this will be visible in the form of a natural nature when you are the embodiment of the authority of experience. You think about this, but in fact, to be the embodiment of experience, to have a nature that is yogyukt and to be rasyukt, knowing all the secrets, let that become your nature. Let it become natural that you are yogyukt and rasyukt, doing everything with yoga, knowing all the secrets and all the significance of everything. In your dharana, in your inculcation too, let virtues be visible in your every action. So always remain the embodiment of experience. Always remain set on the seat of. There is a need to remain set on the seat of experience. So you need to pay attention to this. It's absolutely essential for you to pay attention to be seated on the seat of experience. The seat of experience, the seat of the authority of experience is very great. Maya also cannot shake those who are the authority. Because the authority of experience is multi-million times greater than the authority of Maya. It's a different thing to think about it, a different thing to churn this thing, but to be the embodiment, to be an embodiment of experience and to move along with that experience. There is now a need for this, a need for you to be the embodiment of experience as you move along in your every action. So what will you do now in this year? Bhaktada has seen The majority of you have passed in one subject. What subject is that? The subject of service. Bhaktada has received from everywhere very good records of service that has taken place everywhere. The zeal and enthusiasm that you have for service this year. Baba is saying that that's very good according to the results that Baba has received of the news everywhere, of the service taking place. Each wing, each zone. Has achieved success in many different forms in service. Every wing, every zone has achieved success in many different ways in the service that they've done. And for this, Bhaktada is giving each zone, each wing, multi-million times congratulations. So congratulations multi-million times to each wing, each zone. You have made very good plans. But now, according to the present time, it is the season of suddenly. Anything can happen suddenly at any time. You must have seen and heard. You must have seen and heard so many Brahmins just went suddenly. They left, departed their bodies suddenly. The bell of suddenly is now ringing faster. And according to that, according to everything happening suddenly, check this year. In all the four subjects, to what extent have I become an embodiment of experience in all the four subjects? Because you need to have good marks in all four subjects. if it's missing in one of the subjects. If you have fewer marks than the past marks in even one of the subjects. Then you won't be able to become, be passed with honors. Become a bead of the rosary. Then how is it possible for you to become a bead of the rosary and a garland around Bhaktada's neck? How can you pass with honors? How can you become a bead of the rosary? How can you become a garland around Bhaktada's neck? Those who are defeated in any way cannot become a garland around Baba's neck. And Baba's playing with the words har to be defeated and har to be a garland. So if you're defeated in any way, you cannot become a garland around Baba's neck. And when Baba's asking you to raise your hands, what do all of you say? That you will become Lakshmi and Narayan. Okay, becoming Lakshmi and Narayan, or being the companions in the family of Lakshmi and Narayan. To become that is also an elevated status, even to be associated with the family of Lakshmi and Narayan is an elevated status. This is why Bhaktada says just the one word. Now, continue to fly. Continue to fly in the flying stage at a fast speed. Continue to fly in the flying stage at a fast speed and with the vibrations of your flying stage, with the vibrations of your flying stage, spread the atmosphere of your cooperation. Even for matter, the elements, all of you have challenged, all of you have issued a challenge, saying that you will definitely transform the elements you definitely transform matter. You promised this, did you not?
Yes.
You made this promise, didn't you? Yes. You may nod, you don't have to raise your hands. You promised that you will transform the matter, so can you not transform your equals, the human souls, from their sorrow and peacelessness? Are you not able to transform the sorrow and peacelessness of your equals, the human souls, when you're able to transform matter? Firstly, you have issued this challenge. And secondly, you have issued the challenge and you've also promised Bhaktana. All of us, even now, are companions with you in your task. You promised Baba that you work with Baba, that you are companions in Paramdham and in the kingdom also. You will be the companions of Father Brahma, companion of Shiva Baba in Paramdham and companion of Brahma Baba in the kingdom. So you promised this, have you not? That you will go together and you will stay together, and you are together even now. From time to time, you are seeing the Father's signals in a practical way. Suddenly and ever ready. Did you think about Dadi, that she could leave? But you saw the game of suddenly. So this year, be ever ready. To become the lamps of hope who fulfill the hopes of the Father's heart. You have to fulfill the Father's desires. And you know what the Father's desires are, do you not? What are the hopes that He has? Is it that you have to become, or you think that you will become that, you will see to it that you become that? Those who think that yes, we definitely have to become this, raise your hands. Look. Everything is being recorded in the camera. You make Bab Dada happy very well. Each one raising your hand, and Baba is very pleased seeing that. Bab Dada too cannot go anywhere alone without the children. The children have to go with the father, so Baba is waiting. Look, even Brahma Baba is waiting for your children. He's waiting for your children to open the gates to liberation. The advance party is also waiting. Brahma Baba is waiting and the advance party is waiting. You are the ones who are making the preparations. You are not the ones waiting. You are the ones who are making the preparations. So this year, keep this aim. But let your aim and its qualifications be the same. Let it not be that your aim is very high and that you are weak in the qualifications of fulfilling that aim. The aim and the qualifications have to be equal. The hopes that you have in your heart of becoming equal. The hopes that you have in your heart for becoming equal will be fulfilled when the aim and its qualifications are equal. Now there is still a little difference. There's a little difference between the aim and its qualifications. You make very good plans. You also have very good heart-to-heart conversations amongst yourselves. You also draw one another's attention. determination is our birthright. Let this thought become the form of your experience, that determination is your birthright, experiencing it as an embodiment of that experience. Check, are you able to experience what you are speaking about? First expression that you speak of, I am a soul. So check this. Am I the authority of experience of being the form of that soul? Because the experience, the authority of experience is number one. And so to experience the self as being a soul, I am a soul, to have that experience. Now, in any situation, in any adverse situation, are you able to remain stable in your original stage? Concentration of the mind. You are able to become the embodiment of the awareness of the three points, are you not? Can become this, can you not? Just put a full stop. when was conducting the drill, the concentration of the mind. Okay, whose turn is it this time? Miss Punjab Zone's turn to serve. Five and a half thousand have come. This was at that time, so now this time there's lots more. 14,000 to 15,000 total. From Punjab, Himachal, Haryana, Jammu, Kashmir, Uttarachal. So half the class is of those from Punjab. Very good. It's been said that those from Punjab are the lions. And so even the numbers that have come from Punjab, it's a very good number. Many have come. Everyone knows that Punjab is a lion, a place of lions, and this is why everyone's reached here with that zeal and enthusiasm. And in this way, Punjab, those from Punjab have accumulated so much charity. You accumulate charity of serving just one Brahman, and those are just the ordinary Brahmins. And here you are serving so many Brahmins. You are serving the true Brahmins. You accumulated in your account of charity every day. Within the drama, this is also an easy means of accumulating in your account. In your account of charity. So those who come here with that zeal and enthusiasm, in just a few days they are able to accumulate a lot in their account of charity. So serving for just a few days, but able to accumulate a lot. The account of charity accumulated at the time of the confluence age will be useful for a very long time. And Baba also saw the report of the service done by Punjab. Bab Dada has already given congratulations. There are the service centers. There are the Gita Pathshalas. And there's very good expansion taking place everywhere. Everywhere in Punjab. And in everyone's minds this time, there was a lot of zeal and enthusiasm for service during Shivratri. There was a very good wave of service during Shivratri. Now, very good zeal and enthusiasm has been shown enthusiasm for service has been shown through the media, through the various functions. So what are you going to do now? The thought that each one of you have had, has had, that you definitely have to reveal the Father. Fix a date for that. Fix a date for revealing the Father with the pen of your transformation. It won't happen with a pencil. The date for revelation will easily be fixed with the pen of your intense effort for transformation. Now double foreigners to stand up. There were 13,000. That time was 5,500, now there's 13,000 that have come from Punjab. And the double foreigners, Bab Dada is happy, but Baba is happy, but you have to bring about happiness for one more thing. There's still something that Baba expects us to do, and that is never allow yourself to be alone from the combined form. Always remain in the combined form. To make yourself alone means to welcome Maya. And so take benefit of being combined with the Almighty Authority. And it's only at that crucial time that Maya makes you alone. So pay attention. Always remain combined. Bab Dada has told you before too, that the double foreigners like to have company. They like to have companions. So never become alone. Never remain alone. So since the Father is offering you, the Father is offering His company, I am with you in giving you my company. I am always with you in my company. So take this offer of the Father, always remain with Him. The result is good. The result is good, but you have to show even better results. Okay, you can sit down. Very good. You've made a very good system of being present in every turn, every meeting. Now the foreigners, foreign lands, it's become such that India seems far away, but the foreign lands seem closer. Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. those who have come for the first time. To the long lost and now found children who have come here for the first time, congratulations for coming here the first time. And Bab Dada is giving everyone a special blessing. Not just for the first timers, but for everyone. And the blessing is just as you made effort and became worthy to come here, you arrived here and claimed this fortune in the same way. May you always remain immortal. When Maya comes, then close the gate to Maya. Do you know which is Maya's gate? Gate for Maya, the I and mine of body consciousness. So if you close this gate, the gate to I and mine, you will remain immortal. So you are immortal, are you not? Are you immortal? What will you do when Maya comes? Will you make intense effort? So stay immortal and also make others immortal. Okay, you can all sit down. All of you have met. No one's left now. Baba met each group individually. In 1 second. Seated on Bab Dada's heart throne in your elevated self-respect. Become stable in the intoxication of this spiritual self-respect. Be seated on Bab Dada's heart throne in your elevated self-respect. I am a soul seated on the heart throne. become merged, become absorbed in this experience of being a soul seated on the heart throne. Be lost in the experience of being seated on Baba's heart throne. To all the lovely souls who are merged in the Father's love, the souls who always remain absorbed in the Father's love, the lovely souls, the special souls who always maintain their self-respect and their right to self-sovereignty, to all those everywhere who fly with their wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to those who make the atmosphere elevated and peaceful with the vibrations of their mind, to those who give everyone the Father's message, liberate them from sorrow, and enable them to receive their inheritance of liberation. To those who always
out,
to those who always achieve success through determination, to all those everywhere who remain close to the heart, the ones who remain close to the heart, and the ones who come personally in front of Baba, the ones who come face to face in front of Baba, to all the children, love from the heart, love and affection from the heart, and blessings from the heart, together with love, remembrance, and namaste. Receiving love from the heart, affection from the heart, and blessings from the heart. Beloved Baba has given us a special signal and drawn our attention for us to become embodiments of experience. It's only with determination that you achieve success. And we're now going to listen to Radhi Janaki Ji. Bab Dada set us on his heart throne and gave us a lot of love, affection, and made us full with blessings. And now we will listen to Dadi Janti. All brothers and sisters, please to remain seated, because you are also going to receive toli while you are seated in the hall.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Tisra bari boro.
Third time Om Shanti.
Si. Wonderful Baba. Wonderful Mama.
Wonderful Baba.
Everybody is
and all the wonderful brothers, all of you are present here. All the senior brothers, all the brothers, all the sisters. Baba has taken us beyond with his glance, with his drishti. Baba has taken us beyond in such a way that the heart desires for us to just remain seated here. Be seated here. And everyone's being given tuli. And there's fruits there in front of Daddy. So they're saying, Daddy, you have to give everyone these fruits. Baba's just spoken the one word. What can I say now? Baba says, if you want to bring about transformation, it has to be now. So we all want transformation to take place. My Baba. So everyone say my Baba. Mera Baba.
Mita Baba.
Mita Baba. Sweet Baba.
Chara Baba.
Lovely Baba.
Chara Baba. Wonderful Baba.
Baba is wonderful.
Baba yahan baithe hain. Humko sukh shanti prem anand mein.
Baba has enabled us to be sitting with this happiness, peace, love and bliss. What more do we need from Baba? Baba doesn't want anything else from us. It says, children, always remain happy, remain fruitful and prosperous. Forget anything of the past. And whatever is useful, in your relationships, in your interactions with everyone, just use everything that's useful. Just be okay in every situation, in every relationship. Nirabha is also going to say something, share a few words.
कलकत्ता की अस्मिता बहन ने बहुत सुंदर गीतों की एक सीडी बनाई है जो दादी जी के हाथ
सिस्टर अस्मिता फ्रॉम कलकत्ता हैज प्रिपेयर्ड अ सीडी एंड सो दैट इज गोइंग टू बी रिलीज्ड नाउ बाय दादी
कलकत्ता की अस्मिता
एंड सो दिस सीडी विल बी प्लेड शी वांट्स टू प्रेजेंट इट टू दादी जानकी
और दादी जी सीडी को रिलीज करेंगी
Dadiji will release the CD prepared by Sister Asmita from Calcutta and then Madhurwani group will sing a song coloring us with his company. We play Holi with you and we become Holi like you.
अस्मिता बहन और सरोजनी बहन और करुणा भाई साथ में आ रहे हैं क्योंकि करुणा भाई आइए करुणा भाई
द सॉन्ग इज अबाउट टू बी प्लेड द सीडी दैट्स बीन प्रिपेयर्ड सो दादी इज रिलीजिंग द सीडी ओपनिंग द
अस्मिता बहन ने जो गीतों की गिफ्ट रैपिंग बनाई है दादी जी उसको रिलीज कर रहे हैं और साथ दे रहे हैं करुणा भाई और सरोजनी बहन और कलकत्ता की बहन
यू आर द ट्रू कंपेनियन यू आर द सपोर्ट Giving a CD to all the seniors. Baba is ours. Baba, you are the true companion. You are the true support. Now the Madhurvani group will sing a song.
इस सीडी का नाम है तुई सच्चे साथी और गीत लिखने में सतीश भाई ने पूर्ण योग दिया है और
The name of the CD is You Are My True Companion and Satish Bhai has written the lyrics of the song.
सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करें अब इसके बाद
टोली कैन बी गिवन टू एवरीवन नाउ
करने जा रहा है गीत के बोल हैं संग के रंग में रंग के अपने मधुर वाणी
कलरिंग अस इन द कलर ऑफ योर कंपनी
ओम शांति होली जलाएं होली मनाएं
बर्निंग द होली सेलिब्रेटिंग द होली becoming holy. And at the time of holy, we'll share the meaning of holy with you. So come, let's all celebrate holy with Baba and become colored with the holy colors.
तू बना मुझोली खेले तेरे संग होली बाबा खेले
We're playing होली with you
खेले तेरे संग होली बाबा खेले तेरे संग होली रंग के रंग में रंग के अपने तू बना
Experience Baba being with you and you celebrating playing holi with Baba. Everyone with the colored water and our whole world was colored with that. Sorry for those who are listening, the Murli was original date 2nd April 2008. It was shown on the screen. Experience all the colors, experience being sprayed with all the colors. A variety of colors, a variety of relationships. A lot of happiness in the atmosphere, in the audience, everyone dancing and singing. One minute you meet us in the subtle region, one minute you meet us in Shanti One.
युग में संग हमारे खेलते आज भी चोरी
confluence age, you play hide and seek with us. Even while playing holy with you, you're playing hide and seek with us. Ask me truly and holy. Such a beautiful holy. Baba's told us so many beautiful significances of holy. Holy in 2 days' time, 20th of March.
Holy,
celebrating holy with Baba in advance.
Holy jalaye, holy manaye.
Burning holy, holika, becoming holy and making others holy.
Holy, so holy, path jo holy.
Holy, that which has already happened. So at holy, Baba tells us the meaning of holy. Sweet Baba has opened the sweet treasures for our children while playing holy with us. Coloring us with your color, you have become our companion and are playing holy with us. Very beautiful, and now we'll listen to Nirvay Bhai Ji.
भाई बहने ध्यान देंगे जिन्हें हॉल में टोली बांटनी है हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करें.
We can start giving toli to everyone whilst Nirvay Bhai will share a few words of blessing.
हाथ नहीं हिलाए.
Everyone please to be seated.
अभी Nirvay Bhai से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे सब बैठ करके.
Everyone please to be seated.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sabhi bhai bahne boliye zara Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Ek bar aur Om Shanti. एक बार बोलिए ओम होली.
ओम होली.
मे यू बी होली. बाबा का संदेश हम सबके लिए देश विदेश.
बाबा मैसेज फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस.
भाई बहन इस हॉल में आए हैं.
दोज फ्रॉम दिस लैंड, दोज फ्रॉम अब्रॉड.
सभी के लिए देखो आज की.
All those present in this hall, the murli that we heard, those are apt.
15 साल पहले की murli.
2008 actually. Nirvay Bhai saying 2004 is from 2008.
बाबा ने देखो कितना ध्यान खिंचवाया.
So 11 years ago, but just see how Baba drew our attention, and especially.
दृढ़ता के ऊपर.
Baba
ने खास
drew our attention to having that determination. The more determined thought you have within yourself, the more you will become a conqueror of Maya.
सबको माया जीत जगत जीत बनाने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू मेक ऑल ऑफ अस इनटू कॉन्करर्स ऑफ माया एंड द कॉन्करर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड
बाबा की मुरली सुनते हुए
व्हाइल हियरिंग बाबास मुरली द एलिवेटेड वर्जंस
रथ के द्वारा सभी ने क्या अनुभव किया
व्हाट वाज इट दैट एवरीवन एक्सपीरियंस्ड थ्रू बाबास चैरियट
सुना रहे हैं
डिड यू फील दैट बाबा वाज पर्सनली स्पीकिंग टू यू और डिड यू थिंक दैट इट वाज एन ओल्ड मुरली दैट बाबा वाज स्पीकिंग
सभी को
इट वाज अ फीलिंग ऑफ बाबा बीइंग प्रेजेंट हियर
और
एवरीवन हैड अ ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस
दादी गुलजार को
एंड फॉर दिस
विशेष विशेष
आई वुड स्पेशली लाइक टू थैंक
दुआएं देते हैं कि
दादी गुलजार गिविंग हर ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम द हार्ट दैट दादी यू क्विकली बिकम वेल एंड कम टू मधुबन
दादी जानकी जी सन्मुख बैठी हैं
दादी जानकी इज सिटिंग हियर इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस
पाठ पढ़ाती हैं
एंड शी इज टीचिंग ऑल ऑफ अस सच अ वंडरफुल लेसन
शांति कहने
का सेइंग ओम शांति थ्री टाइम्स
रतन मोहिनी दादी भी बैठी हैं ब्रिजमोहन भाई भी बैठे हैं सभी अपने अपने महावाक्यों से आपको
रतन मोहिनी दादी
करेंगे
ब्रिजमोहन भाई ऑल ऑफ देम विल शेयर एलिवेटेड वर्जन्स विद यू बट टुडे हियर इन दिस मुरली आई फेल्ट
सचमुच बाबा के सन्मुख बैठ कर
दैट ऑल ऑफ अस वर ट्रूली सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा लिसनिंग टू द मुरली And at the end, when Baba, at the time of farewell, when we were sitting in front of Baba, we were taking drishti from Baba, when the final moment of
Karuna Bhai aur inke saathiyon ne jo murli aaj vishesh chun karke hum sabko
This special murli was selected by Karuna Bhai and refreshed everyone. So thanks to all of them. Thanks to the one who's chosen this murli and those who prepared it, edited in such a way that it feels as though we are personally in front of Baba right now. It was a murli that Baba had spoken in front of the Punjab zone. This time it was the Punjab zone that's here. So that time the population from Punjab was a little less. And now it was 13,000 brothers and sisters from Punjab. And so congratulations to all of you for that. In
2008,
Holi will be taking place in 2 days' time.
भाई जी सुना रहे हैं कि टोटल हॉल के अंदर
इन द हॉल देयर 18,000 ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स सिटिंग इन दिस हॉल
18,000 होली हम सब को
होली विल बी इन 2 days' time. It's a time for giving all of us the message of becoming holy. It's also a message to forget from our minds everything that has already happened. Holy, it's already happened, so do not remember the past. And to continue to move along thinking that if you become holy, then, especially in Bharat and in general in the whole world, it will become a holy place. Because the deities cannot come and reside on an unholy place. They cannot come where this place is unholy. So just as Gulzar Dadi especially made us practice how to stabilize the mind, if you were to just take this one aspect, how to concentrate the mind, how we can all become residents of the subtle region, become residents of Paramdham, and then come into the kingdom with Brahma Baba. Come onto this land with Father Brahma in the form of deities and become heirs of the fortune of the kingdom.
अपने को बहुत 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 मुबारक दीजिए.
एंड सो गिव कांग्रेचुलेशंस टू योरसेल्फ फॉर दिस. Many, many congratulations to each one.
आज के शुभ दिन पर,
on this auspicious day,
सभी बड़े खुशनुमा,
all of you are very happy,
और आपस में मिलजुल करके बड़ी खुशियां मना रहे हैं,
and celebrating with a lot of happiness.
देखो बाबा हम बच्चों को कितना खुश रखते हैं.
See how Baba keeps all of us children so happy.
ऐसे प्रोग्राम्स बनाकर,
time to time Baba makes such programs that we always celebrating with happiness.
खुशियों का संदेश,
and giving everyone the message of happiness.
मिलन मनाने का संदेश देते रहें.
Let all of us continue to give the message of celebrating a meeting with the Father. Continue to give good wishes to one another. Continue to have good wishes and pure feelings for one another. Continue to give everyone the Father's introduction and give them the experience. See, Baba comes from so far, far away to meet us children, and he's telling us how we have to create a new world. Baba gives us a vision of the new world we have to create. So, whilst remembering the future new world, we have this thought. Let us continue to have a vision of this new world. Let us continue to see that new world, the world that everyone is remembering, the new world that is called heaven. Heaven is going to be on this land, and for there to be heaven, Baba has prepared his children. When all of your children are ready, then this world will change and become heaven. It's remembered that heaven is the residence of deities. Heaven is the world of the deities. We will see those deities on this land with these eyes, but only those who themselves are in such a stage and are performing such tasks are able to witness this. Those who themselves become deities and live with everyone like deities. Let us continue to share the things that Baba has shared with us and continue to move along in the Father's remembrance at all times. And so with these pure words, auspicious words, many, many congratulations to all of you. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti.
बधाइयों से झोली भरने की अगली कड़ी अनुरोध कर रही हूँ आदरणीय ब्रिजमोहन भाई.
And now I'm requesting respected ब्रिजमोहन भाई जी to share his inspirations with all of us.
माताएं कृपया
शांति से अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहे, बस अभी थोड़ी ही देर है.
Just a little bit longer, but please remain seated where you are and then you can all leave.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
आपने देखा होगा कि मैं पंजाबी लहजे में ओम शांति कर रहा हूँ.
You must have heard that I'm speaking Om Shanti in the Punjabi zone, a tone.
आपके सामने
Bridgeman by himself from
Punjab.
Three brothers sitting in front of you and all are from Punjab. Nirmal Bhai, Bridgeman Bhai and Amitchand Bhai.
प्यारे बाबा ने पंजाब वालों को शेरे पंजाब.
Baba has said those from Punjab are the lions of Punjab. In the Laukik world also those from Punjab are known as the lions. So the last time, 2008, there were 5,000 and this time there are 13,000, 2.5 times more. So just imagine if all of these lions were to roar in the Iron Age jungle, then all the monkeys would come out. And Baba has given every zone the blessing to remain fruitful, to remain prosperous. Baba said the same today to Punjab. At the beginning of the Murli, Baba gave us all of the teaching. There are the four subjects. We speak about these, we explain about them to others, but we actually have to become the form of these four subjects. So by being the embodiment, you can continue to serve for 24 hours and you don't have to work hard in this. Then Baba also said, children, it's essential to have determination. Determination is the key for success, for becoming the embodiment. Then Baba said at the end, you also have to make sure that the aim and its qualifications are the same. Not that the aim is high and the qualifications are a little less. That's not right. Baba said you have to give all souls of the world liberation. And what do you have to do to grant liberation? You have to spray the vibrations with the spray gun of your intellect. Holi is just a memorial where they spray the colored water. But Baba says, I have given all of you children a divine intellect and let that pitcher be so full that you don't have to fill it up again and again. That means let the vibration spread so far and color everyone with the subtle powers and virtues. Then Baba spoke of the three points. And Baba said, for those who come for the first time, may you remain immortal, may you continue to come, may you continue to bring others with you. So seeing such a huge gathering, my heart was also bubbling. I've lived in Punjab for 17 years and now seeing all of this expansion, really my heart is melting. So many, many congratulations to all of you. The Punjab is always do balle balle, and so balle balle to all of you.
और दादियों की तरफ से, वरिष्ठ भाइयों की तरफ से, और आप सब की तरफ से, गुलजार दादी जी को भी होली की बहुत
many 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 congratulations and greetings of Holi to Gulzar Dadi and Neelu Ben and all Gam Devi residents. Now we'll have 3 minutes of silence. Become stable in the stage of being beyond this corporeal world. Become stable in the incorporeal stage and just experiencing this silence for 3 minutes. Om Shanti.